This is Fresh Air. Angelina Rayo has a new recording of Kurt Vile's songs called Stranger Here Myself, the same title as the one-woman show she originated at the New York Shakespeare Festival. Boston Globe music critic Richard Dyer has described her as bringing the broadest range of vocal resource anyone has yet brought to Vile's songs, though this never degenerates into the mere display of vocal effects. She has a degree of identification with the material no one has matched since Lottie Lenya herself. Rayo started off on Broadway, but as we'll hear later, a bizarre stage accident eventually led her to opera. Before we meet her, let's hear her interpretation of Vile's song, I'm a Stranger Here Myself. The lyric is by Ogden Nash.
Is love still a popular suggestion, or merely an obsolete art? Forgive me for asking this simple question. I'm unfamiliar with his heart. I'm a stranger here myself. Why is it wrong to murmur I adore him when it's shamefully obvious I do? Does love embarrass him or does it bore him? I'm only waiting for my cue. I'm a stranger here myself. I dream of a day, of a gay warm day, with my face between his. Have I missed the path? Have I gone astray? I ask, and no one understands.
That song comes from the musical One Touch of Venus. Rayo's album covers the three periods of Vile's career, his Broadway songs, his German songs, and his French songs. The French songs are the ones I'm least familiar with, so I asked her to talk about his song, J'attends un navire.
First of all, did you know that it was a song, it was used by the French Resistance during World War II as their code song?
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, that's one of the really neat things about it. And unfortunately, this music, you don't know much about this period because Marie Galante has just started to be being sung and performed around the world in the last, I would say, 5 years. And the story, it's really neat. It's about this young French girl who lived in Bordeaux, and she gets kidnapped or whatever and ends up on this big cargo ship where the captain tries to seduce her. She's left on this island. She manages to make her way to Panama, where she has to earn enough money to get back to Bordeaux. She becomes a prostitute. And this song is her big anthem, about anthem like, all I want to do is I'll carry my heart across the ocean. I just want to get back to Bordeaux.
Some of Kurt Vile's songs are sung in a style that's become known as Sprechstimme, which mm-hmm. is a combination of speaking and singing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to play the end of Surabaya, Johnny, the way you've recorded it. And I'd like to hear you talk about Sprechstimme, to how you've used that combination of speaking and singing in a dramatic way in his songs.
You know, it's funny when you're first learning the song. You know, you're at the you're behind the pianist's shoulder, and you know, he's sitting at the bench, and you're learning the notes, and you're, you know, preparing it, and you say the lines. You know, they fall so flat and seem so empty, and you seem so silly. I mean, take that damn pipe out of your mouth, you rat. I mean, you can just imagine the terrors of that on a night when it's not working. I mean, believe me, fortunately, I was doing a master class for some prep school in New Jersey, and all these, you know, young, you know, very, you know, well, very excited about theater and acting, all these young acting students, they came to hear me talk about Kurt Weill, and I sang Sir by Johnny for them. And these bunch of boys in the back row, you know, they were back there with all their friends, you know, and their T-shirts and their, you know, jams, the short pants that they wear, you know, and they were back there like kind of snickering. And as soon as I said that line, I knew that they were just going to howl. And I just said, what can I do? So I just like completely, never in my life, I think, have I performed it so convincingly, because I was determined to make them see why the composer chose not to make that musical, but to leave it, you know, so spare. And believe me, I mean, they were just like, it was like I had roped them into their seats. And at the end, when I met them, I said, I saw you guys, and you were going to laugh, weren't you? And they were like, oh no, wow, that was really incredible. You know, and that to me meant so much, because I think that's the power of, it's like silence often is very powerful, you know, in a play or in music. And I think that the spareness of not having anything underneath, and just the vulnerability of just having a singer speak something straight from his heart and intellect, I think is just can be an incredible moment.
Well, let me play part of your recording of Surabaya Johnny from your album Stranger Here Myself.
Though your name should have told me different, I had hoped we would soon settle down. But in every saloon on the coastline, they would cheer when you came to the town. And one day in a two-bit flop house, I'll wake up to the roar of the sea. And you'll leave without one word of warning on the ship waiting down at the quay. You have no heart, Johnny. You're just a louse, Johnny. How can you?
That's Angelina Rayo from her album Stranger Here Myself. After singing Surabaya Johnny a lot, can you always put into it the amount of drama that you want? Does it ever get old for you?
Well, of course, because some days you just can't concentrate, or you're not willing to just let yourself, you know, fall into somebody else. I mean, if you've had a bad day or whatever. But when I perform it, I always try, in every song that I do, especially when I'm repeating material over and over again, I try to always start at the beginning. I don't try to make a plan. I don't say, oh, and by the second verse, I'm going to be crying, and by the third verse, I'm going to be breathless and, you know, and feel like I'm 20 years older. Or I never make decisions like that. And Johnny, Surabaya Johnny, is like a drug. And every time I get to that verse, it's like he gives me this drug, and then I have to spend the next verse, you know, I spend the next verse being high on it for a while and then wanting it. Because the whole song, I mean, it's not just a song, you know, that was written in 1929 by Kurt Weill and Bertolt Brecht, but it's very specific to now. It could be anyone who is completely obsessed with something and doesn't know how to rid themselves of that obsession and to be their own person again.
Yeah.
And so that's what I try to do.
My guest is Angelina Rayo. More after this short break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is Angelina Rayo. She has a new album of Kurt Weill songs called Stranger Here Myself. Before you started singing opera, you performed on Broadway. You were in the national touring production of Sweeney Todd. As a matter of fact, I might have seen you. Did you perform in Philadelphia?
I didn't make it to Philadelphia.
You didn't make it to Philadelphia?
You know why? I was the 13th performance when a stage accident happened. And my parents were in the second row. And it was at the Kennedy Center Opera House. In fact, where my parents lived at the time in Washington, D.C. And just an accident happened. My boots got stuck on some material, and both of my legs were broken. I had several, you know, operations and didn't walk for a while, but really had time to reevaluate my career and what I wanted to do. And I'd always had it kind of easy because I always had this kind of big voice, you know. I wasn't very disciplined or anything, and I always loved to perform, but I never really focused what talents I had. And Harold Prince, the Broadway producer, sent me William Weaver's book on Italian opera. And he'd always kidded me and told me that I was really an opera singer.
He was directing you in Sweeney Todd.
Right, he directed Sweeney Todd. And I guess he just really believed in me, and he sent me this book. And so after my first operation on my leg, I paid somebody to sing in the production of Faust. And
why did you have to pay?
Well, you know what's those...
Is it vanity production?
Yeah, no, they're like... Well, I guess, but they're mainly for young opera singers in the city who don't have an opportunity to try out their craft. So these producers, in order to produce them, everybody contributes and gives money, so then they like have the money to put it on.
I see.
So there were like 8 Marguerites in Faust, let me tell you. it was a trip. But anyway, they... someone heard me and gave me further encouragement, and I went to Santa Fe and I was an apprentice, and that was in 1984.
So I want to back up a little bit to the day that you were performing as the beggar woman in Sweeney Todd and you broke both legs. Exactly what happened to you on stage?
Well, I was really too short for that shoot. I don't know if your audience has seen Sweeney Todd, but it's about this barber and this... Well, Mrs. Lovett and Sweeney Todd, who, like, they put you in a barber chair, and Sweeney Todd cuts your throat, and then you are, the chair opens up, and you slide down this 6-foot drop into her basement where you're put in the oven and baked into pies. And so, anyways, when they put me in the chair, and I'm supposed to be, I can't move because supposedly I'm dead to the audience, and we're trying to make it as real as possible. But that evening, when they pushed the lever, I fell in a funny way, and my rubber boots, I had big rubber galoshes on, and the tips of them got caught on the padding. And so, you know, unfortunately, my legs weren't free to do a free fall, and they got kind of crushed. So my ankles and my feet are what really took the beating. But I'm fine. You know, I have a little arthritis in the rain, and rake stages kind of do me in.
Did you scream in pain, and did the audience hear you?
I scream in pain. I kept telling Angela Lansbury, I kept saying, take off my... No, what did I say? Pull me on stage. Pull me on stage. And she was like, my dear, can you get up? And I said, pull me out on stage, because I had one scene left. And she goes, well, I can't unless you show me that you can get up. So she took my wig off and she gave it to my understudy, who was like in the chorus. And she finished the show. And I could see my understudy through the cracks in the set that I was on stage. I was still on stage, but I was in the house unit. I could see someone else playing my part, and I was crying. Or they say I was in shock, but everyone thought I was crying because my legs hurt. But no, I was crying because I knew that it was the end of something that was very important to me. And because it was the 13th performance of a year's tour, and I would have been on the video of Sweeney and everything else. I just moved to New York. It was working with Harold Prince and Stephen Sondheim and Angela Lansbury.
Oh, it was such an extraordinary show.
Right. And I knew it was the end. So that's why I was crying.
Boy, I don't blame you for crying.
And my parents, I mean, they didn't know what the heck was going on. Can you imagine somebody else, not their daughter, comes back out on stage? I mean, they were like, what is going on? We don't remember this, because they'd been there on opening night, you know? But... all I was really thinking about when I was going down the chute, my parents had promised to take me out to my favorite seafood restaurant. So I was thinking, I think Dad's paying. I'll get the surf and turf. And then this whole thing happened. And it was so, you know, it just, but it teaches you a lesson because in life you think, oh, I thought I had my whole career mapped out for me and that I'd gotten off to such a great starting point. And little did I know what lay ahead of me. And, you know, or still my career is just so, it's a very funky career in that I'm continually crossing the line of opera and musical theater. And people, you know, everyone likes to put people in niches because it makes people feel safe and comfortable. And I do the same thing myself. But for a career, it's often hard because people don't know, you know, what they should do or, you know, if I'm really a Mimi or if I should be singing, you know, Annie, Get Your Gun. I don't know.
Right. Well, I wish you the best, and I thank you very much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you so much.
Angelina Rayo's new album of Kurt Vile songs, Stranger Here Myself, is on Koch International. This is Fresh Air.